This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Be cautious out there, San Francisco drivers. Citations in the city have tripled since last year. For more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. And Phil, we're used to seeing people pulling all kinds of shenanigans on the road. Why is enforcement picking up now?
Because of political pressure, plain and simple, Eric. What we had here is San Francisco for years was touting what it called Vision Zero. That was the idea of eliminating traffic fatalities in the city in 10 years. And instead, it's pretty much stayed the same. So what we saw is increased pressure from neighborhood groups, from pedestrians, from bicyclists, from you name it, out there saying you got to do something. Because like you said, it's just visibly getting crazy out there. It seems like a stop sign is now an option sign rather than a halt sign. So the cops, which have been understaffed, decided to get out there and start issuing tickets. And you're right, they are going up, especially for running stop signs, like I said, failure to yield for pedestrians, some of those real basic things that are basic safety issues. But even with a threefold increase over what they were last year, it's still way, way below what it was back in 2014, when not just San Francisco, but all across the country, we saw a real sharp decline in the issuing of tickets. And it's now just starting to creep back.
So I'm looking at this graph, and it looks like it's just above where it was right when COVID kicked in.
Exactly. Now, what we had here was, and even when COVID kicked in, there was a real decline. If you notice the Chronicle's analysis of the data from around San Francisco, if you go back to 2013, you see that there was something like 90,000, 2015, there were 90,000 tickets issued. And then, like you said, just before COVID, it had already dropped to 10,000. Now, what were the reasons behind that? Well, there was a number, and a lot of them were political. Number one, there was a concern that among people who felt that racial minorities were being targeted. So it became a requirement that police had to fill out a lot of forms when they issued a ticket to monitor whether or not there was racial profiling. Second thing was that there was concern that if you pulled somebody over, it could start and escalate into things that we saw on YouTube and on the national news about police overreaction or confrontations that ended with severe injuries or deaths. So there was a point saying it's just not safe to stop people. And then another part of it was that they just said, you know, we'll redirect and try to make the streets safer rather than pulling people over. None of that seems to be working. The demand is now to get it going back up the way it was. And it's not just San Francisco. A New York Times study found that across the country, we saw the same thing happening with a 50% decline since 2014. But now the cops are back. But as Margie, as you point out, the way people are acting, some are saying the genie's already out of the bottle, and getting people to start, you know, actually following signs and speed limits is going to be a lot tougher than it was before.
All right, Phil, thank you very much. That's KCBS insider Phil Mateer.